Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, September the 15th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 56 degrees and fog in the area. Now, as I said in hour number one this morning, when I went out, and I only went out on Route 95 this morning, there really wasn't any fog. There was some fog back here in the area where I live, but really not a whole lot of fog out on the main drags. So I'm curious, is there any fog in your area this morning? 740-751-4038. How is the fog in your area? And did it cause for any school delays or cancellations this morning? I'm not aware of any. I haven't seen any posted on social media, but it might have happened. You never know. 740-751-4038. Well, we still have a whole line of questions here that we're interested in getting answered this week. Do the fireworks in Marion bother you? Now that we have a new set of rules when it comes to letting fireworks off and who can let them off and when they can let them off, thanks to Governor DeWine, is this a good thing? How has it gone for you so far? We've come through Labor Day and the 4th of July and Memorial Day and Cinco de Mayo and New Year's Day. And some of these days now where you can let these fireworks off, do you like it? Or has it caused problems in your neighborhood? Let me know. 740-751-4038. And again, this came about because I attended city council on Monday, and this was a big discussion. Now, again, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe on Monday, city council voted to go back to the old way of doing things in Marion, which is basically that you can only let fireworks off if you're a trained professional, and I don't think there were any dates on that. And I think that's what they voted on Monday, although, if I'm wrong, somebody tell me, because to be honest with you, that vote that was taken was a little confusing, because there were people on both sides of it, and also, a lot of the city council people were inquiring what a yes vote meant and what a no vote meant, so I don't want to misstate what happened. But I do know a vote was taken on Monday. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on fireworks in Marion? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Other question, I passed by the Meyer gas station this morning, and it is definitely under heavy construction. Does anybody know how long it's going to be closed? I don't know when it closed, but I tried to get gas there Monday night. So that was the first time I realized it was closed. So it's been closed at least 4 days. And it doesn't look like it's going to be open anytime soon. So if you have any information on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Did anybody ever find out who the Grand Marshal was of last week's popcorn parade? I'd still be very interested to know who the Grand Marshal was. It was really not advertised before the popcorn parade. I know a lot of people went to the popcorn parade, but did anybody notice who the Grand Marshal was? Did anybody notice who was in the first car? Be interesting to know. 740-751-4038. Also, we have had the long-term question here. And I'm starting to feel bad about this one. We talked about it again last hour with Trish, who called in. But we tried to call called Judy Summers this morning, and her phone line was busy, and her mailbox was filled up, so we don't know what's going on with her. We wanted to check in with her this morning, and I don't have Lee's phone number. Again, Ted Jolliffe was trying to reach him, but the last I heard, somebody was going to call him and tell him that Ted was trying to get in touch with him. But other than that, I don't know what's happened. So, if somebody could have Lee give us a call here before we go off the air at 10 o'clock, you know, the number's out there, 740-751-4038. Or if anybody has any information on that particular situation, we would like to know. You know, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but our friend Scott out in Big Island said he was going to start listening on his wife's tablet. Now, we have not heard from Scott in some time. I wonder if Scott is still out there. Again, there was another phone number I did not write down. I should have written down his phone number, but I didn't. And I'm going to have to... you know, I should have done this. I should have done a Rolodex before we went over to digital so I could still check in with these people and see what's going on. So if anybody knows Scott out in Green Camp, or he happens to be listening on the tablet, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. And of course, the big question, and we now know the answer to this thanks to Trish, that the Harding dog collar story, $5,000 reward, did appear on the front page of the Marion Star yesterday. And apparently there was a picture of President Harding and his dog, Laddie Boy, on the inside of the newspaper. $5,000 reward. So the word is getting out, and it was on Yahoo on the internet yesterday. So it is getting out there, and I'm happy about that. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the $5,000 reward? Do you think this is going to spur the person to return the dog collar? You know, everybody seems to be kind of down on the idea that this dog collar is going to be returned. I don't know, to be honest with you. I think $5,000 is a lot of money. I don't know what good this dog collar is doing anybody right now who has a hold of it. So I think the big obstacle is, do they trust bringing it back without being prosecuted? And as I said to the newspaper, I wouldn't even know who the person was who brought it back. I wouldn't know if they were involved. I'm not going to ask their name. They could lie to me and tell me a fake name anyway. You know, what's the point? Basically, we just want the dog collar back because clearly it's been a decade and it has not returned. And as I was telling Trish last hour, I really do not understand this story. That this has been gone for a decade, and nobody is talking about it. As far as, oh, I know the person who took it, you know, that sort of thing. I have seen nothing like that. And that is so strange to me, because we all know how people love to gossip. So how could this happen? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And is there anybody out there who has ever heard anything on this dog collar? Now, you don't have to give your name when you call in, but did anybody ever hear anything? Any stories in regard to the dog collar? Now, I did want to mention this. I forgot to mention this in hour number one. There is a story on the Marion Star website today, which I assume is in the newspaper today, that Marion County is consolidating precincts ahead of the November election. Now, what's interesting to me about this story is there's a picture with this story, and one of the people in this picture is one of our longtime listeners, John Heimlich. So, John, I hope you're able to get a copy of the paper today. I don't know if you take the paper, but I assume that your picture will be in there somewhere. I don't know if it's the front page or inside, but here it is, Marion County consolidating precincts ahead of November election. And John, I see your picture front and center there with this particular story. So, there you go. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. There also is a story here in the Marion Star today about Ohioans want debates in governor U.S. Senate races, polls find. Well, I don't know if there's going to be any debates. Debating is seemingly becoming a thing of the past for whatever reason. I really don't know why, but it's becoming a thing of the past. So, do you think we should have debates between the gubernatorial candidates and the Senate candidates, or have you already made up your mind? Does the debate help you make up your mind in any way? 740-751-4038. If you have any opinion, give me a buzz. Now, as also I said in the last hour, this came up about 2 weeks ago. Now, and she's been on the station with me. Abby has come on several times in the past. And the last time she was on, about 2 weeks ago, really it's the last time I heard from her, she came on and she talked about her bungee routine, exercise routine, and she also talked about going to see a concert. Post Malone was the name of the person. Now, I don't know if this concert has happened yet or not. But after she called in 2 weeks ago, I think it's been maybe now 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, I have not heard anything from her. And somebody called in, Sarah, and suggested to me that maybe I had been rude to her. So I was going to apologize, give her a sincere apology, because, you know, maybe I've run her off at this particular point. Heaven forbid. We don't want to run anybody off from the show because we want dedicated listeners. But, you know, I haven't heard from her in weeks. So after that event, I don't know if I ticked her off or not. So I don't have her phone number. As I told you, my new goal is to have a call-out show. I have always had the idea of having a call-out show, having a list of numbers here and calling people up and you know, instead of a call-in show, which everybody does, we could do a call-out show. And we tried to call Judy Summers this morning, and we could not get a hold of her. So we hope Judy's doing okay. And I wanted to call Abby up, but I do not have her phone number. I've never written it down. And to be honest with you, I know I have probably had it at some point in my life because I've known her for like 3 or 4 years now. But there's never been any need for me to use it, so I just don't have the number. But I wanted to call her up, and I wanted to say, listen, I wanted to give her a sincere apology and say, hey, you know, if you took that the wrong way, if you think I was being facetious, if you think I was being rude, I apologize. So that was my goal. So if you were listening in hour number one, I have a phone book here from 2018. That does have some local numbers. So I tried to look up Lee's number, and I could not find it. It was not listed in the phone book. And then I thought, hey, I'll look up Abby's number, and maybe I'll find her number, and I can give her a call, and I can apologize live right on the air. But it occurred to me that Abby has had like 3 different last names since 2018. And I don't know what last name to look up to get her phone number. Because she currently has a last name. And when I met her, her last name was different. And I think she had a different last name in 2018. So I don't know what last name to look up. And again, now people will think I'm being rude as I say that, but no, that's honest. That's truth. That's not being facetious at all. I just don't know what to look up, because I know it's not the current name that she has, and I know it's not the name that she had when I met her, because it was changing at that time as well. And so I don't know, but I don't know what the name was before that. So I could not look it up in the phone book. I couldn't look it up in the phone book. So I'm trying. Abby, if you're out there, I don't have your phone number. Call in so I can apologize. And I also want to say, I have something to say in regard to Post Malone. Now, I know you're a busy person. I know you're out there working hard. I know you're taking care of stuff left, right, and sideways. But I don't have your phone number, and I want to apologize. I want to right this wrong where people think that I have been not so nice to you. Because I want to be thought of as a nice man. So the phone lines are open. If you're out there listening, Abby, give us a buzz, and I can, you know, give you a sincere apology. And I also have a question about Post Malone, because I don't know if you've been listening, but I've heard more about Post Malone since we talked last. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So if you're out there, give us a call. We've got 30 minutes left in the program. It's 30 minutes past the hour. And don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims this morning, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we've got Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Shows you're not going to want to miss on this program today. You know what? Well, see, I just got a message from Abby. She is out there listening today. It just popped up on my screen. The concert is Sunday. Well, this is the perfect time to call in, because I want to apologize. And number two, I have something to say in regard to Post Malone, because I know I made fun of that as well. And you know, I want to set that straight. I want to be, I want to be on the level. So, Abby, call up. We'll set this all straight. And everything will be well as we go into the Post Malone concert. Don't you want to hear her call in and have a nice conversation, as opposed to apparently the bad conversation that we had 2 weeks ago? I think you do. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, she's out there listening, and I think she's fearful to call because she thinks I'm going to be rude again. And I don't want to be rude. See, you have to understand our relationship. And it's always been this way. She is rude to me, and I am rude to her, but nobody ever takes it personally. But I think when she was on the air a couple weeks ago, people took that wrong, and they felt that I wronged her because she was being nice to me and I was being rude to her. But I do have something to say in regard to this Post Malone. So, call me. We can be all hunky-dory, and I can pass along my information about Post Malone. There you go. 740-751-4038. By the way, anybody else out there listening this morning, Do you feel that you want to hear this phone call? Because Sarah is the one who brought this up to me initially, that apparently I was rude. And, you know, Sarah, probably out there listening this morning, driving the bus around town, she's the one who thought I was rude. Now, Sarah, Sarah, if you're out there listening, do you think she should call in? We know she's out there listening now, because you know she's a good friend. She listens when she can. Sarah, do you think she should call in, and I can right this wrong and apologize? You know, I can be like Quantum Leap. Remember the old show Quantum Leap? I can go back in time and set right what once went wrong. You know, that's what I'm really here all about today. You know, you have to at some point realize the folly of your way and go back and set it. You know what I'm saying? So, Sarah, and I know you're busy out there because you're driving the bus, but if you get a chance to pick up the phone, give me a buzz, or anybody else out there who's listening this morning, 740-751-4038. I don't know if our Pina Grigio couple is out there listening this morning, or if Trish is still with us, or Ron, or who else do we hear from periodically? Quite a few people. I appreciate the regular callers. Heaven knows it breaks up my monotony. And you know, we tried to call this Francine woman this morning, and that just did not go well at all. So, trying to find somebody's name in this phone book. You know, it's all businesses. What happened to the good old days when you could just call somebody up out of the white pages? In any event. And we've also got this whole Harding dog collar thing. All right, so Abby, call in if you're out there. Well, we know you're out there listening. You've already messaged me this morning. We know you're out there listening. You've got a few minutes here that you can spare, and you can explain to the people that, you know, I was not being rude. I was being hunky-dory and, you know, normal. 740-751-4038. And with this Post Malone concert coming up, I do have something to add to that entire conversation. And I'm excited that I have something to add to that whole Post Malone conversation. Because frankly, last time we talked about it, I had nothing to add whatsoever to that whole Post Malone conversation. I think I even got the name wrong. Had no idea who it was. So, and I admit to that. You know, maybe that makes me out of touch. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Well, we'll see if she calls. And we can just clear that whole issue right up. You know, there's a new Quantum Leap coming on Mondays at 10 o'clock on NBC. You know, this is the most exciting thing that's happened in television, in my opinion, in years. Because I love the original Quantum Leap. And I interviewed Dean Stockwell at one point, who was Al on Quantum Leap. Did anybody else like Quantum Leap? I thought that was such a good show. Boy, I think it's been off the air now, though, for about 30 years. And now it's coming back, starting on Monday. I can hardly wait to see the new edition of Quantum Leap. And I think Abby has fallen asleep or hit her head on her desk, because she was listening, and I think we were going to have a call in here where we could clear all this up, you know, shake the blankets, shake the rugs, maybe not shake the blankets, shake the rugs, clear everything up, make life hunky-dory, you know how it is, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, if we hear from her, well, she's out there. She must have forgotten how to dial a telephone. Maybe she, well, you know, she is getting up in age, and sometimes dialing those numbers are difficult because she can't see them. No, oh man, here we go. I get, she thinks I'm going to try to make her sing, and I'm not going to try to make her sing, because honestly, that's not what this conversation is about. Just for the record, the last time she called in, she said she would sing a song at some point, but that never happened because we never heard from her again for like 2 weeks. And I thought if anybody would sing a song, it would be her, because I thought she had no fear when it came to this. But you know, that's fine. If there is a fear or a non-want to sing on the air, heaven forbid, I'm not going to push anybody, especially in an apology conversation. So here you go, Abby. I can't force anybody to sing anyway, but call in, we'll clear up the whole matter, and then Sarah will be happy, and the world will be happy, and Post Malone will come up this Sunday, And boy, oh boy, will it just be exciting. All right, 740-751-4038. Because the clock is ticking right now, 38 minutes past the hour, which only leaves us with 22 minutes left in the broadcast. So we know you're not busy, and nobody's going to make you sing. It's not necessary for you to sing. We just want to have a little apology, explain the relationship that you and I have, and then talk a little bit about Post Malone that's apparently coming up this Sunday at Nationwide Arena. 740-751-4038. That is the number here this morning. 57 degrees and fog here in Marion. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:10 until 12 noon, following this show today. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. So all kinds of good stuff coming up here on this station. All right. She's hanging up my show here this morning. You know, I've done a whole soliloquy, which I know she's listening to out there, and now she's not dialing. What a mess. Okay. So, the questions remain on the table here. Do you think we should have fireworks in Marion set off by just any old person? Oh, I wonder if Ryan's out there listening. What does Ryan think? I like Ryan. He has always been a faithful listener to this station. And see, I think a male perspective on this is a little different than a female perspective. Now, Sarah took the female perspective that I was rude to Abby when she called in. But I wonder what Ryan thinks. Or our Pina Grigio friends. Or people like that. You know, because men and women do think about things a little different. You know, there's no doubt about that. So give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Well, let's see. Anything else going on of any note on this particular day? Nothing that I can think of. John, I wonder what John and Carolyn Heimlich think about this whole thing. Now, John, again, you're in the paper today. I don't know if you get the paper, but you are certainly in the paper. But we've got a lot of mysteries going on here today. You know, we tried to call Judy Summers in hour number one because I did have her phone number. And it just went right to voicemail, and her voicemail was full. So we hope Judy's okay. That's a worry right now. And we know Abby is out there listening. And she has a fear that I'm going to try to make her sing, which I'm not. So just call in. I have no reason to make you sing anything. I just want to apologize and talk about Post Malone, which is coming up here in a few days. All right, 740-751-4038. We need some interaction here this morning on the program. And heaven forbid if I have to go back to this phone book and start looking up phone books or phone numbers again. You know, there are some things in here which I don't even think are in business anymore. Of course, this is a 2018 phone book, so that doesn't shock me too much. Does anybody remember a place called Chubby's Deli? I don't remember Chubby's Deli. We could try to call them now and find out that they're not in business. You know, every so often, a phone number pops up in here that looks like it could be local, but you really don't know. And of course, we don't want to call people outside the Marion area to see if they know what happened to the Harding dog collar. All right, here comes a phone call. Now we're in business. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
How are you, pal?
I just called in for this apology. This sounds amazing.
Well, isn't this nice? Because do you understand what happened since last you called?
I don't. I guess I've missed it. I didn't know that we were in a fight.
Well, no, I don't think we were in a fight. But here's what happened. Last time you called in, we had some fun about this whole Bungie thing and Post Malone and whatever else was going on. And people heard this conversation. And that night when I did the show in the evening, people felt that I was a little rude to you, that you were being nice and that I was being rude, and they conveyed this to me.
Well, that's typical in our relationship, though, right? Like, I'm nice, you're rude. That's just kind of the way that it works, I feel like.
Now, see, with comments like that, I wonder why that ever happens.
But you're the rude one, and I'm the nice one, and that's just how it works.
Now, see, but tell the people the truth.
Okay.
Because the truth is, you say rude stuff to me, and it's we just have that. I tried to explain this to people, that our relationship, that's what it is. That,
but I think the people are hearing that typically I'm very nice to you, and I still get rude comments, right?
Well, no, because you've said rude stuff to me.
I don't think so.
You don't think you've ever said a rude thing to me?
I know you're going to bring up the one time that I can remember.
Well, no, there are two times, and I hate to point this out during an apology, but there were two times that stick out in my mind, and one was at the Christmas party last year, and you walked in. Now, this is how you... Now, folks, you have to understand, this is the day of the Christmas party.
Right, so let me just preface this by saying it's kind of high stress because, like, I had planned everything, I had done everything, I had set everything up prior to you walking in the door, and it was really kind of like crunch time. Like, it had definitely been high stress. We had a lot going on right then.
Well, yes, and I don't doubt that. But now here, there is no hello, no Merry Christmas, no Happy Holidays, no aren't we going to have fun today? I walk in the room. And this was the greeting I got last year on the day of the Christmas party. Well, you're going to have to do something today. Yeah, you know, now, right there, the tone was set for the party.
I think that comment kind of sets the tone, though. It kind of shows, like, you just sort of, like, waltz in the room and everything's already done and set up. I'm, like, you know, probably sweating and, like, stressing out. And you're just, like, walking in. Hi-ho, nothing's going on here.
Now, wait a second. Now, first of all, now, at the Christmas party, yes, you did 99% of the work. No doubt about it. But on a typical day, I mean, I a matter of fact, I had keys, because we only had one key to one area. I took over that project. Many times I took attendance. I was always down around everybody and doing what was asked and so on and so forth. So that was the folly I had with that, was because you said that like I never do anything.
Huh.
Today you're going to have to do something. That insinuates that I never do anything.
I feel like leading up to that, maybe there was a reason why I said that.
I think you were stressed.
Oh, it was high, like, no, for sure, I said. It was, like, high stress. There was a lot going on. I'd been extremely busy that day, or, you know, that week, really. Cause, you know, that's a busy week anyway.
Right, but I think that don't you think that comment was a little out of place?
Maybe not.
But that led to a bigger issue that day, because then I refused to go get the pizza, because I thought you had been rude.
I don't know if you refused more than I just said, like, forget it, I'll do it myself.
Well, you asked me like three times.
That's kind of where it led.
Remember, you asked me like three times that day. Now, you're going to go get the pizza, right?
I called in for the apology. Like, have we gotten there yet?
Well, no, just give me a second. Yeah, it's coming. Okay. But no, the other time that I have not talked about, I don't believe, on the air, but this was very early on in the relationship. And we were sitting in the office one day, you, I, and Michelle, And you were always nice to her, which, see, that right there, there's a little, I don't know, difference. So I had said something, and it wasn't even bad. It was just like a normal conversation. And you said to me, you turned to me and said, "You are full of something that I cannot say at this point."
I maintain that comment, and that wasn't rude. That was actual fact. You came back talking about this huge pizza party and spaghetti dinner and everything that they were having, and that you were going to, and why it took you so long to get from where you were going to how you came to us. It was a quite a story that I just finally called you out on.
Well, you used bad language, and that you could have just said, "Well, you know, I don't necessarily believe what you're saying."
I don't think that would have conveyed exactly how I was feeling in that moment. And it was all said in good fun; like your feelings weren't hurt by that.
Well, I went home and cried that night.
Did you?
I did.
Gosh, I should have apologized for that one. Then.
I did. Well, so that brings us to the apology today. But before this happens, the truth of the matter isn't. Just our relationship, because this whole idea that you're nice to me and I'm rude to you, that's not really, we've already demonstrated today, that really is not the case. It's just a relationship where anything can be said and nobody apologizes.
I think we'll just let the people think what they think, right, though?
But I think you're a little different when you call in here than you are in private.
I would disagree. I feel like I talk to you exactly like I do in private, other than saying, what you're full of beans.
Well, but you didn't say beans. But, no, okay, here's the point, because I want to talk about this Post Malone, because this is important. But here, if you, did you take offense to anything I said 2 weeks ago?
No, I thought that we were okay. That's why when you said, that we thought, Sarah thought that there was a problem, I didn't like that there was a problem. I mean, you definitely were. You, should I say, but I didn't really take offense to anything. I knew that it was just you.
Okay. Well, no, I was having some issues with Bungie and Post Malone and those sort of things. And you know, I'm inquisitive, so I ask questions.
You do ask a lot of questions, but that's okay. I answered them. I mean, the Bungie thing was so much fun. So I didn't really take offense to it.
But do you realize the length that I went to this morning to try to make this apology, that I got a phone book out from 2018 and was trying to look you out?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I was ever in the phone book, to be honest with you. I don't even have a home phone.
No, but see, it didn't matter, because once I got the phone book out, I realized that in 2018, that's like 3 or 4 names ago. So I would have no idea how to find you.
Okay, so that's where the rudeness may come in case you were, unsure of it when you say 3 or 4 names ago in 2018, which was not true.
No, it was, because you...
Since 2018.
Now, wait a second. You have a current name, right? Now, when I met you, you had a different name.
Well, when I met you, it was just unofficially not another name, not my maiden name.
Right, but then your maiden name happened. So there's 3 names.
Okay, then that's it. That's all there is.
But that's 3.
But it was technically when we met, my maiden name was being restored.
Right, but all I'm saying is in 2018, if when I met you in 2019, it was already 3 names ago. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 names. Now, this is not to be rude. I'm just saying this is factual.
I feel like this might come off as rude, though, and this might be where I say...
I feel so. You take that rudely.
I'm not sure how you say that nicely exactly, but anyway, so you looked me up to give me an apology. I'm not in the phone book. I haven't had a home phone actually. Probably, I got rid of my home phone years ago, way before 2018. So
okay, but again, I tried to look you up. That basically, this is just to show the length that I went to this morning
to call BS on the fact that you don't have my phone number, because I have yours from, our other job. There's been times I've had to get a hold of you, so...
But I don't think I've ever called you.
No, but I've definitely called you.
No, you have, but I don't think I ever wrote down the phone number.
You don't have to write it down, you just have to save it in your phone.
I don't think I did that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just, one of those things, because, you know, I'm just not good with that.
Good with phones?
No, I'm good with, see, that was rude.
No, no, it's not, because up until, like, I don't even know, you still don't text, do you?
Well, not very often, because right. What would we have to say?
I would rather text you than call you.
Well, see, but this is a talk show.
No, this is fine. I will call now, but I know in other times where we have to, where we tend to have to communicate a little bit, not
communicate a lot. Now we communicate a lot in the other job.
I know, but I mean, like when we're not together, sometimes we're in different locations, that I'd have to like say, got this or that. Like it'd be easier to send you a text message.
Like, well, you do. You message me on social media. Yeah.
Which is weird. Anyway.
Is it?
What did we have to say about Post Malone?
Oh, well, hold on. Now, because here's the deal. Because I want to get this out of my mouth for anybody listening. So, if I offended you 2 weeks ago by whatever conversation that was not the intention.
Oh, that's very nice, Scott. Thank you for saying that.
See, wasn't that nice?
If I offended you years ago by saying you were full of beans, I apologize.
If you took offense to something I said, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, well, there you go. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. And I honestly don't think I took offense to anything a couple of weeks ago. So.
Well, see, I didn't think you did, but then you disappeared for like 2 weeks, and I thought, well, because usually, I'm not saying you listen every morning because people get busy, but usually 3 times a week on average, you will have some comment about something I've said.
Yeah, and I still have it on. I come in and I'll turn my computer on, turn it on, and then if I'm in here, I'm listening more, you know, carefully. I've been in and out a lot more often. Since we started preschool last week, so the week leading up to that was super. Actually, I got really sick that week, Scott. The first week of September, the end of August, I was super sick.
Hangover.
Preschool started last week, so yeah.
Oh, you were ill.
I was. I got really sick. Actually, yeah, it was not fun.
Oh, what'd you have?
I don't know what I had. Kaysen had gotten my youngest had gotten strep throat. So I thought that's what I was getting. I came to work Monday morning, and I said, oh, no, this isn't going to work. I don't feel good. So I went home, and then it just kind of just was downhill from there for, like, a week. It was bad news. So, yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel good. I had a terrible, terrible sore throat. You know, not a little bit of a cough, not really a cough. It was mostly just a really terrible sore throat and headache and just one of those stay in bed for a couple of days things. So,
well, I'm glad to hear you're back up and running. I'm glad to hear you're well again.
Yeah. And then last week was preschool, and it started, so it was super busy morning. But, yeah, so I said there was no other, I had it on just kind of listening here and there, so.
Oh, okay, well, at least we're back to normal now. Now, here's the Post Malone thing with the 3 minutes we have left.
Okay.
You know, you brought this up, and I had never heard of this person in my life. And then, like that weekend, I was watching Password on NBC with Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And during that show, somebody, I don't know if it was Jimmy Fallon or the other person on there, they brought up Post Malone. And I thought, what are the odds? I've never heard this name in my life. And now all of a sudden, here's Post Malone. So I brought it up on the air like the next day. And somebody said, oh, yes, Post Malone, you've got to, you know, hear their music. So I listened to one of the songs. And it didn't do much for me.
You should probably give more songs a try. Like, there's some that I've, like, are my favorite. I like his voice, but there's some that are my favorite, but then there's others that I really like. He's like a good guy. I mean, that's a whole other thing. So.
Well, I'm a good guy.
True, but you don't do, like, performances on, like, big stages.
Well, how many people are going to be at this concert, really?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's at Nationwide, so, I mean, I'm sure it's probably close to sold out.
I heard 30 people.
30?
30.
Oh, I hope so.
30. I heard 30 people had bought in tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you now? What? How excited are you? When is this? Saturday?
Sunday.
How? See right there. The big concerts happen on Saturday. So, what are you excited about for Sunday?
I know I am excited. I can't wait to go see it. It's like one of those concerts that's just like on my list of people to see. So I love going to concerts. I think I've shared with you before. I try to see everyone who I like, you know, really like. So he's on the list.
So who's on the list after him?
I still want to see, I still have never seen, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I really would like to see them. one of the places I really want to go to Red Rocks in Colorado and see a concert there. I just have different things that I want to do. I like live music.
Since this is something I've never asked you, we got a minute left here. Who is your favorite performer?
I don't know. I think we talked last time. I've seen Garth Brooks a lot of times. He's great, like, live. I've seen Incubus several times live. Really good. Favorite of all time, though, that's really hard.
Is it country? Is it rock? Is it rap?
I like both. I mean, I'm less rap. I mean, Post Malone's kind of, like, not really... He's kind of on the verge of, like, rap music. Not really rap, though. You know, it's singer stuff more. I'm not a huge rap fan. I like old school rap, not newer rap stuff. But I don't know if I have a favorite. That's really hard to say.
You don't have a favorite singer?
I mean, I don't. I saw Alanis Morissette years ago, and that was really good.
Well, that's interesting. I hope you have fun at the... Now, you're going to have to give us a report now about this Post Malone concert.
Yeah, so the concert doesn't start Sunday until 8, so I will, like... You know what? I'll have to get up and take my son to school on Monday. So I will be up early on Monday. What am I talking about? So, yeah, if I get a chance to call in.
Now, just take it easy on the pre-gaming so you actually remember the concert.
I make no promises there, but... I will for sure remember the concert.
Well, have fun. Be safe. I'm glad you called in, and I'm sure we will talk soon.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Abby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go, Sarah. You got the apology, sincere as ever. And Abby's off to Post Malone, and we'll see what she remembers on Monday. All right, Voice of the People and Adam the Computer Guy coming up here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a